This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what happened today in the cattle markets?
Well, good things happened today, Leslie, as we saw upside throughout the session, and we closed positive both in live cattle and feeder cattle today. Now, there was really no fresh news after it go along with today's higher trade, but we did see at mid-morning, choice box beef was up $1.60, select box is up $1.55 on a total movement of 57 loads. Now, the pork cuts were down 62 cents at mid-morning. The daily cattle kill today, 111,000 head. The hog kill came in at 431,000. On the close today, April live cattle, 77 cents higher. June cattle were up $1.47. May feeders, 75 cents higher, with August feeders up 95 cents, and June lean hogs closed 30 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's almost auction time at Big Iron. The next auction is coming up Wednesday morning. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf joins us now with a preview of this week's sale.
Well, this week we have over 1,000 lots selling, including 65 tractors, 10 combines, 33 assorted trailers from drop deck to grain trailers. 83 items are in the transportation category from semis to pickups, lots of hay equipment, tillage equipment, planting equipment, and much more. And we're taking quality consignments now, so give us a call if you have equipment to sell. And in closing, I need more Big Iron field reps, and those interested are encouraged to give me a call. I'm looking for candidates with farm and or construction equipment knowledge and related experience. This position is commission-based with income potential.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's bigiron.com.
Tom, what influenced the grain markets?
Well, the wheat is still being influenced today, Leslie, by the rain event from the weekend and rain being in the forecast for parts of the southern plains. Now, there's areas that we have looked at what they're predicting for accumulated amounts over the next 4 days, and it's not that impressive. It's just the fact that we're going to see 4 days of rain chances, but accumulation's a little bit on the disappointing side. So we'll have to see how this plays out in the long run, but we continue to push wheat lower today. We saw the corn and the soybeans trade higher and close higher today, and overall, there was very little fresh news. May KC wheat and July KC wheat both closed down 7.25 cents today, while May Chicago wheat was down 5.25. May and July corn both closed 3 cents higher on the session, while May soybeans were 11.5 cents higher. July soybeans were up 11.25, and July cotton closed 44 points lower at 65.02.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.